Trier Audio Guide. The Basilica of Constantine, a colossal brick edifice with imperial roots. If walls could talk, the Basilica of Constantine, also known as the Aula Palatina, would tell us an epic tale worthy of any Hollywood blockbuster. Picture yourself stepping back to 310 AD, at the zenith of Roman power. Constantine the Great decides he needs a throne hall as awe-inspiring as his own ego. And voila, the Basilica of Constantine is constructed, an audience hall that was the ancient equivalent of a horizontal skyscraper. At 67 meters long, 27 meters wide, and 30 meters high, this brick and stone behemoth was a symbol of power. Originally an aula, or covered Roman gallery, it houses the most extensive room that has survived to modern times from classical antiquity. Its original design was marked by its monumentality and simplicity. The main hall, devoid of internal columns, created a massive rectangular space, which was a significant architectural feat for its time. The ceiling height and the length of the main nave were simply extraordinary for their era, and continue to impress visitors today. The basilica functioned as the imperial throne or aula, the place where the emperor conducted his administration and received important visitors, a locus of power. With the fall of the Roman Empire, the basilica had to reinvent itself more times than an actor in search of a lifetime role. In the 5th century, it was converted into a fortress. Later, in the Middle Ages, it transformed into the residence of the bishops of Trier, and eventually, in the 18th century, into the Church of St. Saviour. The basilica has withstood fires, earthquakes, and wars. Napoleon used it as a stable for his horses during his European campaign, and the Second World War left it in ruins. But, like an action hero in a film, it always rises again. Restored to its former splendour, the basilica now stands as a spectacular open space, a Protestant church that resonates with organ music instead of imperial oratory. The interior is a minimalist time capsule. Devoid of the columns and statues characteristic of imperial Rome, yet it still retains its majestic essence. The restoration effort was aimed at preserving the look and feel of the original Roman space, though the interior is now much more austere and reflects the Protestant style of worship. Do not miss the play of light that filters through the windows, animating the walls in a way that Constantine himself would surely approve. Trier Audio Guide.